start with case number one, 21-725. Good morning.
Good morning.
Long time no see.
I know.
Can you please just identify yourself for the record?
Certainly, Sergeant Brianna Maurice, M-A-U-R-I-C-E, and here on behalf of the Commissioner for the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection.
Thank you, Sergeant. Okay, sir, the record reflects that in 2018, I believe, you were convicted of reckless endangerment in the third degree, 53A-63. First degree. First degree. That is, although it's a misdemeanor, it's a disqualifying conviction under our statute. So we as a board cannot grant your appeal. So you have two options. You can proceed with your case and your appeal, knowing that we will take a vote and immediately deny your appeal. Or you can withdraw your appeal. If you do so, you can go on with your life and not worry about obtaining a permit. Or at some point you can seek a pardon of that conviction, which would remove the disqualifying nature of that that conviction. You have to go before the Board of Pardons. At that point you could come back, apply for a new permit, and try to go that direction. The automatic disqualifying nature, if you were pardoned of that conviction, would go away, but the underlying, I guess, circumstances of that crime could still be considered. So there's no guarantees you get your permit going forward. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
For the most part.
It's yeah, a lot. For the most part.
Yeah. It's a lot of stuff. But
I was actually trying to set something up for the Board of Pardons before I got here.
Mm-hmm.
Just due to, that's what I was charged with, but that was like the original crime, I guess.
We saw your question there. So those are your two options, proceed or withdraw. What would you like to do?
I'll withdraw and go that route.
Okay, the withdrawal is noted at 10:13 a.m. You're all set.
Thank you.